Now it's time for our weekly trip around the state for 300 villages. We'll head first to False Pass, a tiny fishing village in the Aleutian Islands, and then go way up north to Anaktuvuk Pass in the Brooks Range.
Chris Emmerich in False Pass, right off the end of Unimak Island. It's across at the end of the Alaska Peninsula, the first island. That's mostly what the residents here do, is they do fish. The people that are here live here year-round. There is seasonal stuff at the seafood plant, but they usually don't bring in that many more workers from the outside. We're just a big stopping point for everybody to refuel, and it's about a day's less travel around Unimak Island for the ships going to the Bering Sea or south to the Gulf of Alaska. Yeah, definitely there's a good influx of people from a little bit everywhere. Get sailing boats from New Zealand, fishing boats, a little bit of everything. There's one school here, it's fairly decent size, two classrooms. There's a teacher and two teacher's aides. That's what they did last year. Not too sure about this year. I think student count's about seven students. Very mountainous and a lot of alder bushes. Great bear country. Yeah, we definitely have a ton of them around here. That's pretty much all that grows. Too windy for the bigger trees. You know, like I said, the alders do crazy here, but and the berries, but big trees just don't exist. Everybody here is very inviting. I worked on the fishing boats for about 6 years, and we stopped by here every year, so I knew what the area looked like. I was kind of familiar with it, and the people here are wonderful. Like a big family. Nobody's loaded out here, but, you know, we get by.
Rose Smid from Anaktuvuk Pass. We're located nearly in the central of the Brooks Range, about 250 miles north of Fairbanks. There's roughly about 350 people. Oh my goodness, the weather's dropped down to about 40 degrees, and it's usually foggy in the morning till about 10, 11 a.m. We got some sunshine today, finally. But yeah, it's been rainy. I know people are picking salmon berries and blueberries, and they had been fishing all summer, and they caught some caribou down south of the village just recently. The school actually just reopened the gymnasium up, so they have a night rec program where, you know, kids and adults can go down and do various things like play basketball or play badminton and stuff like that. Oh goodness, when you look out the window, you got these gorgeous mountains all the way around our community. It's just a really beautiful mountainous, you know, community with tundra around us and willows, because we don't have any trees up here because we're above the tree line, but yeah, it's definitely gorgeous. Just from being born and raised here, my own personal, you know, life, I wouldn't live anywhere else.
That was Chris Emmerich in False Pass and Rose Snid from Anaktuvuk Pass. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK on Alaska News Nightly. Tune in next week when we revisit the dying art of writing letters, the kind you can actually hold in your hand and store for generations in an old shoebox. I'm Sue Dia.